The outcome of the Middle East peace talks could have strong political implications for U.S. President Barack Obama. VOA National Affairs correspondent Jim Malone joined us to discuss the issue. Jim, what does it mean for the White House in just getting an agreement to hold the direct negotiations between Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu?
Well, it's a hopeful sign of progress. We should remember that this president was elected on a promise to pay a lot more attention to international diplomacy in office. He contrasted himself with President Bush on that issue. And so this is, in a sense, following through. And of course, apart from the hopes of many people that these talks will bear progress on the Middle East, is the fact that this administration could use some foreign policy successes at the moment. The situation in Afghanistan is getting more difficult by the day, and public support in the United States has been weakened a bit. In addition, we see U.S. combat troops pulling out of Iraq, but the situation on the ground in Iraq looks very tenuous with this spate of bombings in recent days. So they would like to have some foreign policy successes to point to, particularly as they look forward to the November elections here in the United States.
Well, what will it mean to President Obama's public support if these talks fail?
Well, certainly nobody wants to see that in terms of Obama supporters. When you invest in something like this, the hope is that you get some sort of boost out of it. That happened for President Jimmy Carter. It happened for President Bill Clinton. So along those lines, President Obama would like to have some success to point to there. And he's also, I think, going to be watched very closely by Jewish voters in the United States, because in some ways there's been some question in the minds of some of them about the president's support for Israel since his election. And also, I would think that Muslims around the world are going to be watching this very closely to see how Mr. Obama reacts. Is he too strong toward Israel in any sense? And particularly with the mosque debate here in the United States, there's a lot of people watching how Muslims and Arabs are being treated in the United States.
There seems to be a lot of criticism of President Obama. He is not doing well in the polls, and he's had a number of things go through, his health bill, other issues. But he just doesn't seem to get that gold ring from the public. If he wins here, is there going to be some political reward for him?
You know, it's hard to say. There might be some, but I think most of the political analysts would tell you that this election coming up and Mr. Obama's fate politically are all tied to the national domestic economy. That something like the Middle East talks could help him a little bit, but unless the economy begins to crank up, and more importantly, unless the voters, the public perceptions of the economy improve, Mr. Obama is going to have a tough time in November, and so will his Democrats in Congress.
Thank you, Jim. Always appreciate your insight. That's VOA National Affairs correspondent Jim Malone here in our Washington studios. I'm Susan Yawkey.